The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what he was commanded? So it should be with you. When you have done all that you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, a tiny little thought for you for the day. One of the greatest kill joys in life is a sense of entitlement. Entitlement. That self-centered worldview by which we are inherently deserving of privileges, of special treatment, just by showing up, just by existing. Entitlement. I once heard it described as being like the alphabet, in which I always comes before you. Entitlement. It's a consequence of original sin, that we put ourselves first. However, entitlement has to be smashed. It has to be destroyed in all of us. You want to know why? Because relationships can't survive it. It destroys relationships. And it destroys your relationship with your Heavenly Father as well. Okay? That's why Jesus says what appears to be such a harsh gospel here. When you've done all that has been commanded of you, say, "We are unprofitable servants. We've done what we were obliged to do." Jesus doesn't say those words because he wants to put you down. Jesus says those words because he wants to lift you up. And there's no lifting up without humility and gratitude. And there's no humility and gratitude without self-forgetfulness. That's where happiness begins. I think mine was the first generation in which every kid on the sports team got a trophy just for showing up. It's right at the end of the... I was on the swim team, and at the end of the year, they would have the sports banquet, and every kid got a trophy. I don't know what the other kids did with their trophies. I put mine in a shoebox because there was this sense of justice inside me that said nobody gets rewarded just for doing their job. It just isn't just. And yet somehow we got this idea, this entitled idea in our heads that God owes us something. Just either God owes us something, I don't know, just for existing. In the 17th century, the French army lost in the Battle of Flanders, and King Louis XIV afterwards is reported to have said, "How can this be? Has God forgotten all that I've done for him?" Okay. We don't want to have that attitude. Rather, we want to remember this. God owes you nothing. Let that be the foundation of your sanity. Everything is a gift. This day is a gift. This moment is a gift. Your existence is a gift. And you know what we do with the gift we've been given? We do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. Just because it's our duty. You know, you hear the story of like a hero. Maybe he runs into a fire. Maybe he drags somebody out from a dangerous place to save their life. And then they interview the hero after he's done this. What do they always say in the interview? Always say the same thing. "Well, God, somebody had to do it. It was the right thing to do. Nobody else was acting, so I just got up and did what I knew I was supposed to do." See, that's the attitude we want to have as well. That was the life of our saint today. I'll tell you just a little bit about Saint Josaphat, who we celebrate today. Josaphat was a bishop in Poland in the early 1600s. And Josaphat did his duty. He inherited a church which was really corrupt, and he wanted to reform the clergy. What a novel concept. He insisted that priests live by a rule of life and not just do whatever they want to do. He insisted the priests should be able to know the catechism, and they should be able to recite it, and they should be able to explain it on command. He insisted on that. He insisted that priests should be faithful to their bishop and faithful to the Holy Father. But nobody else was asking this of the priests at the time, and he just looked around him, and he said, well, somebody's got to do the right thing, and he stepped up and did it. And he got death threats, believe it or not. They said, kill the papist. He knew eventually they were going to come get him. But it didn't stop Josephat from just doing the right thing every day. And of course, one day, an angry mob broke into his house, beat him to death, dragged him through the streets, threw his dead body in the river. Now you can imagine this. When Josephat goes to heaven, looks Jesus in the face, he's not going to turn to Jesus and say, now you owe me, right? No. You can picture him saying these very words of our Lord, I've done what I was obliged to do. Listen, you want to know the cure to anger with God? You want to know the secret to peace and interior freedom? Become an unprofitable servant. Learn to thank God for what he's given you and do the right thing day by day. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that. Saint Josephat, pray for us.